So this is the big launch for Lime Bike. How important is this program for you to have a bike share program in Bedford?
I think it really solidifies Bedford's reputation as a place that is friendly to bicyclists and where we care about making cycling more accessible to people. I know that there are plenty of people who currently do ride through Bedford. There's the CRW rides and stuff like that. And Lime Bike represents accessibility to folks who, like I said during the remarks, may never have thought of themselves as cyclists. And I'm really, really excited to see how people take to this and how they use it and how it impacts the folks who work in Bedford in particular. There are a lot of places, there are a lot of employment areas in town that are not so convenient to get around to by car, but happen to be like right off the bike path or near the narrow gauge or whatever, and you could get exercise. You could go for, you know, a ride during lunch. You could grab some lunch in the center of town. So for me, it is just another step in becoming a really, truly bike-friendly community for everybody.
To me, that stands out as the accessibility of the program. It's a $1 fee. Anyone basically can use one. What do you think? How important do you think that is for getting people into cycling? Because cycling, while a fun activity, has kind of a high price of entry for someone that might not know if they're enthusiastic about cycling.
If you don't currently own a bike, and if you don't have plans to purchase a bike, and buying a bike can be stressful and daunting, and if you haven't ridden a bike since you were 12 or something like that, it may not be on the top of your to-do list, even if maybe you would benefit from it. You know, maybe your doctor is saying get more exercise, or maybe you just want to be more active. And this gives you an opportunity to try it out very simply, very easily. These bikes are actually very comfortable. I was pleased. Like, they're not that heavy, and they're easy to use, and they're very stable, and you're upright. So for folks who aren't used to like a road bike where you've got a different stance and you're leaned over or feel vulnerable because of that, this is a very comfortable, familiar, if the last time you rode the bike was when you were 12, this is going to feel familiar. And then you can see, does it work for you? Does it make your life better? Do you enjoy getting the exercise? Do you like the ability to shortcut through the town and not have to sit in traffic? Is there an alternative that you haven't had in the past? And yeah, and then maybe, you know, and maybe ultimately it means that they go and they buy themselves a bike. But even so, I like the Lime Bike gentleman said, I own, this is my around town bike. This is a Mongoose hybrid. I own a Trek sort of hybrid racing touring bike that I use for faster speeds. But there still are times when I, for whatever reason, am without my bicycle. I would love to be able to jump on a bike, and now I can, to get from point A to point B. And so it's, I don't think it's just pitched to people who are newbies, but I think for folks who haven't ridden, this will be a very, you know, there'll be few barriers to entry for them.
And where are the current kind of docking hubs going to be in Bedford right now? Obviously, Depot Park is one of them.
Yeah, so Depot Park is one of them. The team that worked on this was mostly sort of DPW with some input from Bicycle Advisory Committee and other interested parties to try to get the bike's initial distribution to the places where it seemed reasonable to expect people might be able to use them. So, for example, we have the park and pedal locations in town where you can park your car and bike. I don't know, Sue was involved with that a couple of years ago. There's some by the boat launch. There's one over at Middlesex Community College. There's one here. There's one on at the end of the path, this path right before Concord Road. And so we put a few at each one of those locations. We put a bunch in the town campus because we felt like that was a reasonable location where you felt like if people were at the library or town hall, that would be a great place. Down by the DPW, we've tried to strategically place them all around town to create enough of a network that we can actually make sure that people see them, make sure that people have an opportunity to take advantage of them. And then I think, as the gentleman from Lime Bike said, because they have a lot of data analytics, we'll be able to see if those sort of rough guesses of where the bikes should be actually play out. And if the bikes all wind up in other locations, that tells you that those are the locations that people need them to be. Or the other thing is that if a business owner or a property owner or a resident says, hey, I think there's a demand for bikes and there aren't any on my side of town or in my neighborhood or whatever, we could always see how that works out and try putting a few in a different location that wasn't one of our initial ones. But I think we're going to just have to see how the pilot plays out and get that data, and that'll tell us sort of how people are using them, where people are going, where there might be gaps in the network. But they'll just distribute themselves, right? Like, they'll go where people need them to be. So we'll see.
All right.